Well, we've got a full band in our studio tonight. You know, we've got the Joe Pollock Band, and in Joe's band, he's got himself, of course, and Jesse Nicholson, and John Mayanowski, and Derek Smith. And they're going to be playing next week at the Cook County Ramble. That's Friday night?
Yes.
Friday night down at the Cascade Lodge. And I think this is the third Cook County Ramble. We'll talk more about that with members of the band. But great idea.
Very
whoever
fun.
Came up with it. Mm-hmm. And sure, a successful night. And tell you what, we're looking for great things to do like that this winter. We need all
sure.
the fun things we can find when we're looking outside the window here in the in the studio. Hey, I want to welcome you guys, Joe.
Yeah, it's great
and
to
Jesse,
be here.
And John's over there on bass, and we got Derek on the drum, and they're all wired up.
Yes.
So we're ready to rock and roll here. I'm going to have to patch up a little bit while we're talking, but it's been a little while since we've had you in a full band here in the studio. You know, we've been trying to get Jesse in here for some time, and she's awful busy on Friday night, so it hasn't always worked out, but it's great to have you guys here.
Yeah, it's really great to be back in here.
Uh-huh. You've been busy.
Since
you went full band, I know last summer, you guys were rocking and rolling a lot here in Cook County.
Yeah, we try to do it as much as we can. You know, it's really fun to work with people, you know, and that's what the Ramble is all about. You know, you get to know all kinds of musicians. And so we were kind of happy to be able to come in here and, I don't know, say something about the Ramble this week.
You know, how many different bands are going to be down there for that?
Not sure this year.
Okay.
I was there last year. We had a blast, and there must have been 9 or 10 different acts. It's it's hard to remember. It's just
sure.
a lot of folks. And,
yeah.
you know, in the county, there must be 4, 5, or 6 bands that work regularly, you know. So there's a lot of folks that,
that
play music.
You know, for people who don't know what the Ramble is based on, could you explain a little bit?
Sure, I'll say a little of what I know, and if you guys know any more, you can chime in. Levon Helm, who was the drummer and one of the lead vocalists for the band, I think after the band split up years later, he started having what he'd call a ramble, and he'd invite his friends over, all kinds of musicians, and they would gather at his place and play music. And so last year, we decided to have a ramble here on the anniversary, or about an anniversary of 1 year after he passed on. And so we played all, you know, music that Levon Helm, that was associated with him. And so we thought we'd do it again this year. Hope it happens every year.
I believe it was cancer that took Levon away.
I think so. Yeah. I think it was throat cancer.
Throat mm-hmm. cancer. And I know watching him on television, like the year before he mm-hmm. passed on, he just... He looked pretty skeletal. It was a big fight for him, you know?
Right,
it's a
right.
tough fight.
But he never really, I mean, he didn't give up. He was out there that whole,
yeah.
that last year. And
played right up
the
to the end.
Clips of that are just beautiful.
And he had a daughter, too, that played music with him, I believe, mm-hmm. if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's great that Cook County decided to do something. We talked earlier, Ann and I, we both have The Last Waltz at home, the
wow.
DVD. And, of course, that's the last time they played together officially as a band. And it's phenomenal production.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Kind of one of the early ones that, you know, the Rolling Stones followed and all these other bands followed with the big concert productions on DVDs. But
yeah, it's actually incredible. Martin Scorsese, I think,
yes.
filmed it. And it's riveting.
It's riveting,
it's really
yeah.
riveting.
Yeah.
My favorite part is at the beginning, there's a slide that comes up at the beginning that says this film should be played loud or something like that. Yeah.
Depending on the size of the room, yeah, determines how loud, I guess, but that's for sure. Yeah, and you know what I'd like to do is start off with a song. What have we got cooking?
Well, the first thing I want to do is, back in the 80s, a group of musicians got together, Bob Dylan, who are the rest of them, you guys, remind me?
Oh, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne.
Tom Petty.
And to me, that was like in the spirit of the Ramble, because it was a bunch of musicians getting together to play music, and then they were like, oh my gosh, we write music, you know, and they wrote this phenomenal album. So in the spirit of that, because I think that their music represents what the Ramble is all about, music on the album, they didn't even take credit for songwriting. Oh, yeah. It just, you know, it just said Bob Wilberry or such and such. You know, they didn't put their names on these songs.
Yeah.
So that's like, to me, that's kind of what the Ramble is about. It's like, it's not about me, me, me. It's about, we're a bunch of musicians and...
Let's play.
So we're going to do a Wilbury song.
You know, you mentioned Bob Dylan and Jerry Vandiver, who's been in here a lot, and he's really a funny guy, and he had a little post on Facebook, and he says, I heard that Bob Dylan's getting back together again. Oh. I had to laugh out loud when I saw that. You know, it gets worn one. Out. But
I like it.
So, anyway, here, I interrupted you.
I'm going to see if I can do this now. Wilbury. Okay, I can hear myself. Three.
Been beat up and battered around. Been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that ever found. Paddle me with Ken. Reputation's changeable. Situations tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Paddle me with Ken.
I'm so tired. Somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fobbed off and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Paddle me with care. Been stuck in airports, terrorized. Sent to meetings, hypnotized. Overexposed, commercialized. Paddle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success. Handle me with care.
The Joe Bolick Band.
Very
wasn't
nice.
That fun?
Yes, I didn't know you guys did Traveling Wilbury Song. I love them.
And
very fun.
And there was Derek. He had to do the Roy Orbison part. Did a fabulous job.
Yeah.
But what a guy to have to follow. You know? I mean, holy buckets. Good for you, Derek.
Thanks.
Sounded great.
Whenever we do that live, the last two times anyway, he gets huge cheers for
singing. All the ladies are cheering.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah,
you
Roy
can't see
Orbison.
He's blushing here in the studio.
Terribly, I can feel it too. It's awful. Ah, guys.
Well, Jesse, you may have the least time-wise musical background, as far as I know, of everybody that's here in the band. But tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the band and how it's led to, some great songs I've been hearing downtown when you guys have been playing.
Wonderful. Well, thanks. I have a little bit of training, high school choir and things like that, but didn't come from a very musical or artistic family, although they're very supportive of our work now. But Joe could occasionally hear me singing and playing guitar in the house if he was outside the house, and then he would come in and I would quickly stop. I was really pretty nervous and pretty stage fright for the first number of years he's been practicing and playing with me for probably 5 years or so now.
Okay.
And, it, you know, every time you go out there, you get a little more comfortable with it. And as you get more comfortable, you sound better, and then you sound better, and you get more comfortable. So I also had the joy this winter of working with Julie Thoreen, who was, she and her husband were living in Hovland a little bit, teaching music lessons. Mm-hmm. They were in during the last fundraiser, Andy and Amy Smith's family members, and just had like 3 voice lessons, and it was such a wonderful, freeing experience to have somebody encouraging and giving you a couple little tips. And these guys are super supportive, and always smiling at me, even if I make an ugly face, if I make a mistake or so. But it's been a wonderful personal growth experience to do this.
So vocal lessons.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when we had Chastity Brown in quite a few years ago now, several years ago anyway, and she came, we'd had her on several times. She came in one time. I said, Chastity, you know, you just sound better. And she says, yeah, I'm letting my voice go now. I've learned how to let my voice go. There's a lot to learn to be a singer.
Seriously.
I'm still learning. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, each year it's amazing. You'd think you'd get there, but you never get there.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, we don't want to ever get there.
People think that it's just a natural talent and you just do it, but it's work, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like everything else. Labor of love.
And John, you're kind of quiet back there because they don't let you sing that much, huh?
Yeah. See, I have this cloak of invisibility.
You know,
it goes along with playing the bass.
So that's part of the deal.
Nobody wants to see the bass player.
I see. Well, I'm sure you do some singing. You got the mic up there.
Yeah, and in fact, I even came in the wrong place on that last song.
Oh, did you? I didn't. I was too busy listening to Derek. See,
that just shows my point.
We're too busy enjoying it.
Nobody pays attention to what I'm doing.
Yeah,
he's a great harmony singer.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. He's
cool.
He sings a lot of harmonies, and a lot of times in harmonies, you got to be in the background.
Yep.
And so, that's John's role. That's why he wears a red shirt. Yep. You know,
it's perfect. Yeah, if that keeps you in the background. The red shirt.
Well, no, that's his
makes
way of,
up.
It compensates.
Oh,
yeah, that and the camouflage pants.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
See, I've got the perfect look for radio.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you have another tune ready for
I do. So yesterday, I wrote this happens sometimes. I was thinking of this show in the Ramble, and I wrote a song yesterday that I've never played with these guys. I told them the chords, so I want to do what I sometimes like to do and throw something new at them. And I think they can do it. I think you can all do this with me.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, this is going to be pretty cool. You know, this is something you don't see on the radio. Well, you don't see anything on the radio, but this is something you don't hear on the radio very often at all. This is just totally unrehearsed, and we're learning this on the fly. This is going to be pretty cool. So anybody that's listening, you know, mark this time right now. You're liable to hear this song somewhere else, sometime else, as we get it worked up. But this is the first time right here. This is the first cut.
We love that, by the way.
Boring. Well,
lots of firsts on this show.
I know Ann and I can do it. No problem.
Yeah, so it's called Ramble, and it's about 18 hours old right now.
Okay. So. Joe Pollack Band.
Calling all musicians, we're calling you to ramble. It's not an imposition, it's a sure bet gamble. Calling all the singers, we're calling all the players, we're calling all the listeners, and hopeful stargazers. And if you feel afraid of the music that you've made, you'll look up from the ground to smiling all around. Calling all the suffering, we're calling all the hurting, calling all the healers who help lift the burdens. We're calling all the children, and we're calling all the nations to join in and listen. It's a celebration like early morning birds, without a single goal except blending every word, expressing heart and soul. Breathe you can bring your tears, and you can bring your sadness, and we will ramble through the stars. The galaxies, and we'll remember who we are, and we'll awaken. Soul and heart, bring your children.
Listening to the Joe Pollack Band live in the studio here at 90.7 at the Roadhouse. And it's great to have these guys here, that's for sure.
That was beautiful. That was the debut of that song. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. That made me feel really joyful, those beautiful song.
And yeah, that was history right there.
I tried to capture what to me is what the ramble, you know, I had last year's experience, and I have my information about Levon Helm, just bringing people together to play music. And the listeners, there's more listeners than players, but it's they're all become like this one, you know, it's like a spiritual experience, you know. So that's mm-hmm. what that song is about.
Well, that's too. Wonderful.
Great. Yeah. Are you writing or playing songs specific to the band?
At the Ramble? At the Ramble, yes.
Okay.
And or, yes, loosely.
Okay.
You know.
Sure. Is everybody kind of doing that, or some are just playing their own thing? Or
no, everybody's pretty much...
Everybody's sticking to the band.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, I should have been playing some of those songs earlier.
Oh, well.
Of course, that would have spoiled it then.
Yeah. We'd People hear it next week.
That's well, true. Here's the thing, though, is the band was the backup band for Bob Dylan.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. they play so much of Bob Dylan's music we're considering, you know...
Yeah, part of the deal.
Fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that mean that we'll get to hear Jesse's voice now in one of these tunes, a little more so?
The next one.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's been great to hear the transition, you know, Jesse, as you get more and more experience.
Thank you.
And last summer was like I was sitting down at the upstairs part of the tavern and just got up there, and all of a sudden it's like, wow. listen to that. Oh. Listen to Joe and Jesse and the band. You know, it's fantastic to add that dimension, you know, to the band. So, great. We'll hear that coming up then.
I most agree, yeah. Should we do it?
Sure, why not?
Okay. This is one of Joe's tunes.
This is one of mine, and this is, you know, it's not a ramble song, but I, you know, we don't want to give everything away, so we're going to do a song that the band does that I wrote. I wrote this for Jesse to sing.
I might need a little. Oh, that's good. Thanks.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Lost and alone, I miss my baby and I miss the country home. Life is simple and the water sings her song, where the squirrels and the birds all get along, in the temple of my soul. Walking in the sand, no one can find me, and I don't understand. When I looked behind me and I didn't see no tracks, thank you kindly, I'm invisible at last, in the temple of my soul. There's a troubled wind blowing from sea to shining sea, telling me I'll soon be going back to the tree. In blue, somebody help me, please tell me what to do. My body's aching and I'm lost in the night. Faith is shaking, won't you take me to the light, in the temple of your soul. We're blowing in the wind along with all the answers and visions from within, tiny dancers on a hurricane of force. Every footstep guides a storm upon its course, in the temple of your soul. There's a troubled wind blowing from sea to shining sea, teaching what's the meaning of this scene. I surrender, I can't think anymore. I'll find the answer down deep in my core, in the temple of my soul. I'm talking to the trees from my living room. They took me to believe, showed me paradise and taught me how to sing, how to listen and converse with anything, from the temple of my soul. There's a troubled wind blowing from sea to shining sea, the trees.
We're embraced by the light, all of God's children with their smiles shining bright. 7 billion on a journey to their source, sun is waiting. Let nature take her course in the temples of your soul.
We're embraced by the light, all of God's children with their smiles shining bright. 7 billion on a journey to their souls. The sun is waiting, let nature take its course from the temples of your soul. From the temples of your soul. In the temples of your soul.
Joe Pollack wow. Band. Wasn't that some
that
song?
That was great.
Great job, you guys.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Great harmony there, by the way, too, between you two guys. And I asked this last time you were here, Joe, but I'd like to ask it again. And you spent many years as a solo artist, and now you have a full band with you in vocals and in music. How does that change how you write music? Does it?
Oh yeah, I don't know. It's I have to start with just that it changes it changes my solo act, like big time. Like
yeah.
Yeah, everything I do solo now is different. It's like it gave me a piece of you know a piece of myself that I didn't have. You know, having a band, it's a lot of work. You know, it takes a lot of work. It's hard to get people together, but it's so rewarding.
Uh-huh.
And so as far as songwriting goes, it's like I'm starting to write rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at. It's changed.
Yeah, it's definitely changed because when it's changed. It's made it more of a community writing. Like I think it's made me more selfless. I don't uh-huh. focus on myself so much. And as a solo person, you kind of that's where you end up.
And you wrote that song for Jesse, the last one.
She inspired it.
Okay,
just the fact that you know a lot of us here we work. Full-time jobs, what we'd really like to be doing is at our cabin in the woods somewhere or camping, you know?
Yeah.
And so one day she was on the porch just lamenting how, God, I wish I could get in the woods more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it inspired that song.
Yeah. A lot of pressure to sing that then, huh, Jesse? When it's all about you in that one, so.
Well, I lucked out that it's, I think it's a really wonderful song, and I just light up when I sing it. It's just so sweet. Makes my heart sing.
It's very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very happy mm-hmm. tune. And you were singing, of course, you're not going to be singing some of the songs that I heard down at the tavern because they're not part of the ramble.
Right.
So we won't do that tonight, but some of those songs, and it escapes me who I associate them with usually, with that lends to your voice down there. Who would that be?
Some of the people we cover?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Well, some of my favorites are I do an Indigo Girls song, and who's the Jefferson Airplane gal?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
If I could do more songs like that, I totally would.
What of Grace Slick's do you cover?
White Rabbit.
Oh. So
yeah, that was just great to hear that one. Of course, they'll have to wait till the next time they're out and about. Because it's not a ramble song.
You're going to have to come check us out sometime.
That's right. And, you know, we have time for another tune. What did you have in mind?
Well, one of our band, I'd like to just feature as many singers as I can.
Yeah. And is John going to sing? Is that what we're...
I think he's going to stick with background vocals.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But Derek's going to sing.
Derek's good, good.
And we want to do a song that was. Hey, John, do you know the story about this? It was inspired by Levon Helm.
Yeah, I looked that up, and it isn't really about Levon, but apparently Bernie Taupin, who wrote lyrics for Elton John's most of his work, the two of them, their favorite artist was Levon Helm. Late 60s, early 70s, and they named the song and the main character of the song for him.
Oh, yes.
But I don't think it's about him, though.
I know the song. Okay.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
I got to move
and,
this thing.
We're kind of sad. Derek is not going to be with us at the ramble.
Oh, really?
Aww. So
yeah.
So who's going to sing your part on that first
song? I
think song?
Jesse's going to rock
oh,
it.
Oh, you are, huh? Cool.
So this is called Levon.
takes the name, and he sends him to the finest school in town. Levon likes his money.
Joe Pollack Band.
Very nice. That's one of my favorite Elton John songs ever.
Now, Derek had to be Elton John in this version, he covers them all.
He did it better, really.
Did he do it better?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Much more enthusiasm.
A little more enthusiasm.
Yeah, that was great.
And he wasn't playing the piano with choppers on or anything. So, hey, we want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. And we should cover the Ramble one more time before you go. What time? And is that the Cascade Lodge?
It's at the Cascade Lodge next Friday. And, you know, it's a family event. It's just a big get-together. And so many of the local musicians will be there. And the proceeds go to, I think it's a voluntary donation if I'm...
Yeah, yeah.
And the proceeds go to the high school to pay for musical instruments. And last year we doubled, according to Bill Hansen, we doubled their budget for musical instrument repair. Nice. And so I think they took in like $1,000 or something.
Oh, that's great.
So it was packed.
It's a really packed. It's a great cause.
And it starts at 7, right?
Yeah, it starts at 7
and 10-ish.
Yeah, 7 to 10. And yeah, you don't want to miss the beginning either.
Don't start it until 7:15. It's going to take me that long to drive down there.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I'm here till 7.
Yeah. Now, one of the times I'm glad I'm not sitting in next week so I can get there on time.
Well, you can put the last 15 minutes of the show on autopilot, can't you?
I think we put 2 hours on autopilot sometimes. What's wrong with 15? I guess we can. Anyway, geez, it was great of you guys to all come in and play, and I hope that you'll join us again soon.
Yeah, thanks for enduring all the setup and stuff. It was,
of course.
You know, Jeff worked so hard to get this all wired in here. There's, you know, 100 wires going all over the place here for a full band, so we appreciate that, guys.
Great. Thanks again.